Hiya, it's your Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And this is a historic Wildcards, not only because we're going to be talking about Liverpool's 7-0 defeat of Man United, but because it's the first time in recorded history that there has been a draw in the public vote. So stay tuned to see how we're going to play that, because it's honestly, my head's absolutely gone. It's injected a real sense of jeopardy into the podcast that I don't think any of you were expecting. I've been refreshing Twitter over and over again all morning going, who's it going to be? What's going to win? And the answer is no one.
Josh got a bit stressed about it in the office. Yeah. He was like, well, should I do something? And I went, no, this is when Amelia's going to thrive, okay?
Oh, yeah.
When we're going to see the best of Amelia.
I'm going to bring in sound effects. I'm going to do like a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style.
You're going to ruin this moment.
You're going to take this from me. No, it's very exciting. Both Josh and I, when we saw the final result, audibly gasped at the outcome. So you've got that to look forward to. But don't worry. The first category is entirely uncontroversial and has a clear winner. And with me to talk about it all, I have got Josh Sexton and Harriet Pryor, who you've heard. Ryan Patton, who you might have heard laughing there.
Yeah.
And Carl Copper, who bothered to show his face 10 minutes ago.
Who wasn't even laughing either. God.
Carl Kopak, just silently smiling along, adding nothing to the audio. lovely to have you here, Carl.
I have a reputation.
LFC is your first category, and your options were Mo Salah, Harvey Elliott, or 7-0. It'll come as a surprise to no one that everyone wanted to talk about that 7-0 win. Josh, I thought that I had seen the best that I was going to get to see in terms of Liverpool results against Man United last season. And my brother, who is 10 years older than me and has definitely had a more torrid time of watching Liverpool versus United than I have, told me I had seen the best that I was going to see last season and that I didn't know I was born getting to see it. But the Reds very much had other ideas, both for me and for him. And I'd like to start off by talking about that result, not so much in the macro context of it being obviously a historic win, but in the kind of micro context of not just this season, but specifically where we are at this moment in this season and what that result means for us at this point.